Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York, at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. It's 7 a.m., and coming up next, Waking Up with Giuliana and King. But first, these news headlines. I'm Linda Perry. Donald Trump compounded his nativist Sunday tweets with spoken words at a news conference on Monday at a Made in America product showcase event at the White House. Trump said U.S. representatives should leave if they don't like it here. He dismissed concerns that his comments were racist, prompting outrage from Democrats who moved to condemn him in the House of Representatives. He disrespected journalists, went on to attack Representatives Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and then Ocasio-Cortez of the Bronx.
These are people, quiet. These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case, you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple. And if the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York. Tens of thousands of jobs would have been a great thing. And she kept Amazon from going. Would have been a good deal. I mean, could he have made better? Maybe. But tens of thousands of jobs. And New York has not been the same since that happened.
On Capitol Hill, the four lawmakers under attack, Representatives Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, said Trump is trying to sow division and distract attention from what they characterize as failed policies on immigration, health care, and taxation. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's not surprised by what Donald Trump says or does, that instead the group says it will stay focused on their agenda. Congressmember Ocasio-Cortez tells the story of visiting Washington with her dad when she was a little girl.
It was my only time visiting Washington, D.C. for years, if not decades. And he rested me on the side of the reflecting pool and had my toes dip in the water, and he had me look at the Washington Monument, had me look at the Capitol, had me look at the entirety of the capital of our great country. And he looked at everything, and he pointed to all of it, and he said, "This belongs to all of us. This belongs to you, and it belongs to me." And so the first note that I want to tell children across this country is that no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. And it belongs to everyone. And today, that notion, that very notion was challenged. This weekend, that very notion was challenged. So I am not surprised when the president says that four sitting members of Congress should, quote, go back to their own country, when he has authorized raids without warrants on thousands of families across this country. I am not surprised that he uses the rhetoric that he does when he violates international human rights and takes thousands of children away from their families. I am not surprised that he has turned our public education system under the leadership of Betsy DeVos into a cash cow to enrich himself and his friends. I am not surprised when he corrupts via the Secretary of Transportation. I am not surprised at what he's doing.
Representative Ilhan Omar says we can either continue to enable this president and report on the vile that comes out of his mouth or hold him accountable to his crimes.
I have not made
impeachment central to my election or my tenure. But since the day that I'd gotten elected, I'd said to people, it is not if he will be impeached, but when. So it is time for us to stop allowing this president to make a mockery out of our Constitution. It's time for us to impeach this president.
As one watches the brave new members of Congress, young women of color, one wonders, where are the white women elected officials standing by their side in protest? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.